Yes, it's true. I quit a job without any prior notice. Am I condoning this behavior? Absolutely not, y'all. But what I will welcome is getting rid of limited beliefs. Because the day I quit that job, I tapped more into that possibility. So whether you're here for the drama or the lesson learned, tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. Okay, before we get into today's gist, here is a message from your sponsor. Yep. That is me. So y'all, the newsletter is here and it's out and it's fresh off the press. Once a month, you'll hear insight stories that I don't always share on the air about real life, from marriage, from friendships, from family dynamics, and how I navigated life and what I'm learning in each season, what healthy boundaries is all about. And also how to stay connected and be aware of what is to come with Boundaries for Believers. And on that same note about what is to come, Virtual Book Club has been quite the time, y'all. Quite the time. We have been meeting since April 4th. Two sessions already, and we have been diving deep in our emotions, being transparent, and showing up authentically. And it's been a great time diving into the book. But I want to give you the opportunity to join in. So we put the book club on a pause up until May 9th, so you can join us, have a chit chat, but make sure you sign up in the link in the show notes because we want to make sure that you stay connected. Okay, so I can't wait to see y'all then, May 9th. Okay, back to the episode. So the year was 2020. Yes, y'all, when the pandemic was running rampant and we were either confused, aloof, hysterical, or all in survival mode. And I'm pretty sure when this initially happened, I had all of these emotions all in one day. True story. And I went through, you know, a season of just like really uncertainty. I felt stuck when I was at this previous job. And so those who have listened or tuned in to a few previous episodes, you know that I worked in child welfare for a few years. And if you know anything about child welfare or the foster care system, or DFACS, what we call it here in Georgia, it can be, you know, grueling. It can be tasking. It can be emotionally draining and overwhelming. Comes down to caseloads and how to navigate each case uniquely. And even with an incredible team, even with leadership, even with support, that still does not take away from the reality that it is a heavy job in different capacities. And add a pandemic on top of that, and it's not looking good. But I will say that during this season, I was already just uncertain about how I wanted to pivot. Even before the pandemic was a factor, I was already at this job for, I would say, three years. And at the time, I was privileged to receive a scholarship for my master's program to dedicate 2 years to this agency as soon as I graduated. And as long as I dedicated 2 years, then I would not have to, again, pay any scholarship or, I mean, I would not have to reimburse or just proceed with the full scholarship, in short. And I, you know, during that time I was there at Child Welfare, I got my license and I was motivated to really make an impact and change where I was, but it wasn't easy. It was not easy. And that just led me to be in a rut of like, what do I want to do next? What next steps? Like, Lord, show me what I need to do. And I just did not feel like my time there needed to continue based on all that I learned and gained and experienced. And I felt confident enough that I was not going to remain there, but where was I going to go next? That was the moment of uncertainty. And I knew that I still was passionate about serving and committing to folks and partnering with support system and resources to help individuals out. That has always been the core. That has remained. But what to do when you don't know what to do? And so here we are, 2020, with a whole pandemic. And that really pushed me, that really challenged me to really step out of my own comfort zone. Because here I was, master's already, had a license, and still there was part of me that still was stuck because I wasn't truly seeing my full potential. I was really just uncertain if I would be accepted anywhere. You know, and so some of those limited beliefs kept creeping in my mindset. And that's what stifled the true shift, the true transformation. And so, again, I don't condone quitting the day of, unannounced, no notice, but that's how it happened, y'all. So this was one day. It was not odd day. It was a typical busy day. But what made this a little bit more intense than the average days was whenever I, you know, took one fire out, there were two more fires that need to be extinguished. And I'm like, what is going on, Lord? And the funny thing is, I remember just, you know, asking God, like, hey, if this is the next step for me to leave, you know, I want to leave when I have a secure job. I don't want to leave without having another job secure. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, because that made all the difference to me anyway. And so God knows how stubborn I can be. And he made all the arrangements for things to work out, for me to have a job in place before I even left that previous job. But it was me not seeing my true value, me not seeing my full capability for me to even trust that that is the next step. And so if you're like me, where you've been in seasons where you have prayed, you have asked God to provide for you, whether it's, you know, a season of transitioning from a relationship, or whether it's exploring a new city and uncertain about the shift in the atmosphere, about building your own community, or even if it's also transitioning into a new job and you just don't know the next steps. And God provides. He provides exponentially, abundantly, but yet we are too blind to see. Something like Peter. Something like Peter, where God has literally said, hey, walk over to me. No need to fear. No need to fret. Just trust me. I will provide for you. You don't have to worry. But yet that doubt, that fear, those limited beliefs still creep in. And so that was where I was. So at that time, there was already a blessing that took place 2 months, actually 3 months before I actually left that former job, where a good friend of mine she mentioned that there is a job opportunity at her place of work. And y'all, I was saying, you know what? This will be a good fit for so-and-so or so-and-so. I was thinking of everyone else but me. And she was like, are you sure? You should definitely apply. So I just eventually applied, waited, and, you know, waited to hear back from them. And then a pandemic happens. And so I forgot about this job. I forgot about this opportunity. And when the day I actually quit, it was the reminder that, wait a second, you have already, the past 3 months, you have already been talking to some of your cases, some of your teens, some of your children, some of the parents that you have been working with, some of the foster parents you've been working with, and say, you know what? There's a transitioning happening. I don't know when, but just know you will need to be aware of this. I had to give them that, you know, that notice. And y'all, isn't that something? I gave them the notice, but not my place of employment. Pray for me, y'all. But in short, it was just a matter of God really shaking me loose of take the next step, plunge to the next season and trust him. And y'all, I'm glad I did, because it's been about 3.5 years or maybe 2.5 years since I was last at that placement, and I mean last at that place of work. And I'm thankful for the time that I had there. I'm thankful for the connections that I made. I'm thankful for the people, the children, the teens, the families, the foster parents that I had the privilege to serve. But I knew my time was served at the same time. But ultimately, God's timing is the best timing. And so some of the three things that I do want to share with you as far as like what I've learned about, again, quitting, because that plunge for quitting, it was more than just quitting that placement, that place of employment. It was quitting those limited beliefs. It was saying, you know what? I trust that God will provide. I trust that he has me. I trust that I don't have to doubt the next steps, because all that I have, I will learn, I will gain, and I will move forward to the next side. Did I disappoint people? Absolutely. Did I do things the best way? No. I would have to say it wasn't ideal. But the lessons learned, I do want to highlight this. The lessons learned, there's three. Number one, embracing God's plan. Number two, redefining boundaries. And number three, challenging limited beliefs. So number one, embracing God's plan. So with this, in moments of uncertainty, and you feel like you don't know the next steps, or you haven't received clarity, well, continue in the step that you were given. Continue in the sign. Well, our Father in heaven will provide. Going to him first, not going to your peers, not going to your spouse, not going to your family first, because, and I get it, having them as your soundboard first, you know, could be helpful. It can, you know, alleviate the tension, the stress, or the worry. But having a daily practice to go to the Father first says, you know what, I'm building this muscle of trust, of dependence, of knowing that he will provide, even if I doubt, even if I don't know, even if there's anxiousness there. Be honest about whatever you feel and trust that he'll console and provide. Because in my season of uncertainty during that time, I was trusting that, Lord, I don't know what this will look like, but I'm making plans to leave. I don't know when, I don't know where, but I'm letting my folks know. Oh yeah, I will be leaving, but I'm trusting that you provide. I don't know. I need to leave. I need to figure out the next plan. These were the honest conversations I had with him. And I would say, yeah, by this time next year, Lord, if this is your will, lead me. And he surely did, you know, as far as like give obvious directions. But it was me still being blinded to those things. And so going back to God's plan, trust that he is sovereign and he will lead you to the next steps. But be open to God's plan. Be open and do not be like me and be ignorant or blind to the obvious signs that he provides. And number two, redefining boundaries. So one thing to understand is that setting and enforcing boundaries in both professional and personal relationships is necessary to maintain emotional balance and prevent burnout. Like, allow your body to speak to you. If you know that you're at a space where you just mentally cannot have the capacity to handle situations, reassess what is working, what's not working. Does a conversation need to take place with, you know, whether it's at a place of work, with your boss, to reset those boundaries, as in less workload or someone to partner with you? Or is it being honest about what you're feeling and you're not accepting that your body is shutting down? It's being overworked. Like, we know, science backs this up. The Bible backs this up, that if we are feeling depleted and drained, we need to figure out how we can best reassess. And lastly, number three, challenging limited beliefs. So often, you know, one can feel like, and I definitely felt like this, that if I leave abruptly, you know, what would the stigma be? What would they say about me? Or is this the right time? Even though there was a job ready and waiting for me, you know, is this the right time? And there were just a lot of uncertainties that I felt inadequate. I felt inadequate about moving forward with the next steps. But it was being face to face with those heavy emotions and saying, no, where is this doubt coming from? It was getting to the core of where is this limited belief even stemming from, and being honest to sit still with that and to say, you know what? This is why I feel that way. That came from this. Why do I still feel like that in this current day? And so having those moments, again, going back to curiosity, not judgment, not shame, not guilt, not woe is me either, but sitting still and saying, you know what? I see that there's limited belief here, but why? Why am I doubting? Especially if there's a certain stage or a season where I accomplished certain things, or there were certain people that led me to the next season. And so I challenge you, if there are some limited beliefs that you need to confront, understand that reframing this is an act of courage and self-respect. Because you never know what doors of opportunities may come once you recognize what is in the way emotionally, or whether it's a physical dynamic, whether it's a person that needs to be, you know, removed from your life, or whether it's family, friends, or foe, or the like. You know, being honest and starting there to assess accordingly. So I pose the question to you, what do you need to quit today to let go of those limited beliefs? Okay, beloved, that is all for today's episode. Thank you for joining in, and I cannot wait to see you on the newsletter to sign up. And again, the link is in the show notes. And also, join us for the book club. The next date will be May 9th, and I'm so excited to see you there. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.